I'm going to play a song by one of our good old Texas girls. And she is asking the question, how can I live without you? I never want to live without God or the sweet Holy Spirit. Scoot up your chair, lean in, and be blessed.
What kind of life would that be? You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, it would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now, how do I live without you? I want you.
I'm taking my lesson today from the first few verses of Matthew chapter 24. You recall the story. The disciples had shown Jesus the beautiful temple and was bragging about how majestic it was. And Jesus said, there's coming a time when not one of these stones will be left upon another. That's what he told them standing there in the streets of Jerusalem. But then they walked over to the Mountain of Olives, and his disciples came unto him privately and asked him three questions. They said, tell us when these things shall be. Tell us the signs of the end of the world. Well, Jesus didn't begin by answering those questions. He first said, take heed that no man deceive you. Jesus thought this important to say. He told them this even before he told them about the earthquakes, the wars, the famines, the great wars that would destroy Jerusalem. He told them, take heed that no man deceive you. My, deceive. The sound of that word causes us resentment. No one wants to be deceived. Yet the Bible says that is true of some Christians. The Bible tells us that some would depart from the faith. This tells me clearly that some genuine Christians are deceived. One cannot depart from the faith unless first belonging to the faith. Heartbreaking as this may be, there are those who have been cunningly and maliciously deceive by giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. As Eve was deceived by the serpents, so a child of God can be misled by the strategy of the great deceiver of the world. The Bible tells us that the serpent, Satan, is the deceiver of the whole world. And then Jesus told them, "Many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." How better way to deceive God's children than to come preaching Jesus the Christ, preaching Jesus the Savior of the world. Many preach this great truth in order to get your attention, in order to gain your trust. You can only be deceived by those you trust. Jesus said, "Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." The Bible tells me that for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. The Bible warns us not to marvel at this, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great wonder if his ministers, the devil's ministers, Satan's ministers, his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. Some come to us today as ministers of righteousness, declaring that Jesus is the Christ and deceiving many. These ministers of the devil come to us in a familiar spirit. They are inspired by a familiar spirit. You may ask me, what do I mean by a familiar spirit? Well, it's a spirit that operates a lot like the Holy Spirit. Both are spiritual. Both have the power to inspire. Both have the power to lead you in your life. Both have the power to lead you down a path, except the Holy Spirit leads you down the path of righteousness. And the familiar spirit, the one that operates much like the Holy Spirit, he leads you down the path of destruction. The Holy Spirit and the spirit of the devil are familiar. It's difficult to the ordinary person to distinguish between the Holy Spirit and the familiar spirit of the devil. We are admonished to test the spirits, whether they be of God or not. One church in the book of Revelation tested some of those apostles who said they were apostles and found out that they were not apostles. Did you know that counterfeit money is familiar to the real currency? Those who create these counterfeit bills try their best to make them look like that they carried the authority of the U.S. government. They want it to look as much like the real thing as possible. But no matter how they try, they always miss the mark, because there are people who know exactly what the real currency looks like. They may not know what counterfeit money looks like, because various counterfeiters use various methods to come up with their familiar bill. But a person who knows what the real currency looks like, who has been trained in recognizing what a real, genuine $20 bill or a $100 bill, if he has been trained in what it actually looks like, it's not hard for him to spot a counterfeit. Sometimes they can see it with their naked eye. At other times, they hold it up to the light And the light will expose anything in that bill that's not genuine. It's the same way in the spirit world. There is the Holy Spirit from God. And then there is a familiar spirit, one that works just like the Holy Spirit, one that can make you feel good, one that can inspire you to preach the word, but not the true word, one that can inspire you to stand before crowds and wow them with the words that he will put in your mouth, words of deception. My friend, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Do I need to tell anyone that's listening that we're here? We are living in a time which all of these things are coming to pass.